Patrick. How are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. All right, my question to you, I teased this in our promotion for the show. Are we going to see gas hit $5 per gallon before the year is out?
I don't believe so, no. Unless something significant happens in Iran, which at this point, you know, is anybody's best guess. I really don't believe we'll see $5 a gallon.
All right. What's the price of crude? What's the nationwide price for a gallon of gas?
Well, price of crude this morning is taking a little bit of a dip to start the morning, so a little bit of a good time there. We'll have to see if it holds. National average this morning, $3.82 a gallon. In Lansing, the average price this morning down to $3.93 a gallon. That's 2 cents lower in Lansing than it was a week ago. The national average has gone up about 6 cents a gallon in the last week. So the two are going in opposite directions. Like we all know, prices spike, and then they start to come down, which is what we're seeing.
Now, if you're like me and you're a member of Sam's Club, and they do not advertise on this program, but you can find gas for $3.82. There is a couple of Admiral stations in the area where you can find it at 384. A Speedway and a Sunoco have it at 385. So if we go to gasbuddy.com, you can see these prices and the locations of these stores. Now, if people want to pay $4.19 a gallon, there's a place out in Okemos where you can go to. This app is updated and it's easily downloadable, isn't it, Patrick?
That's right. Incredibly helpful, you know, and we always tend to see some of these wholesale clubs lead the way lower. And, you know, you mentioned Sam's at 382. You know, certainly one of the best deals in the area there. So, you know, if you got a Sam's Club card, sure would pay off. At least you're, you know, paying about 10 cents per gallon less than the average if you head over to that Sam's.
Well, in a story in the front page of USA Today, and this is from Friday's edition where it said gas prices could top $4 before leveling. We kind of already knew that, but we wanted to give you some props, Patrick, as you were quoted in that story. You're going big time on us now.
Well, just trying to educate everybody on what to expect with gas prices. It may not be a fun ride getting there. You know, but it's always nice to know where things are going. Knowledge is power, and if you can know that, you can change things ahead of time before prices get dangerously high. And that's what we're here for. We're here to save people the money and let them know what is going to happen at the pump.
Well, Patrick, when are we going to see the summer blend of gas? When are we going to see that change, or will it occur sooner since it's gotten so warm so early?
Well, it won't occur any sooner. The law dictates the time frame. And what we have seen is eventual. What we have to do with summer gasoline, it's a phased process. I don't want to make things incredibly complex, but we'll just say there's four steps as we transition down to the ultimate product that we'll use all summer. So we've already begun the phase in the summer gasoline. We're not anywhere close to having the final product, but it has started. We will see it. In our gas, we'll have summer gasoline by mid-May, I bet. The law says that stations can only buy summer gasoline starting May 1, and that's the only type of gasoline they may sell by June 1. So there's a little bit of a break there, but that's what the market's concentrating on. There's a lot of speculation surrounding refineries right now, and that's one of the reasons why prices have gone up, is there's concern that summer gasoline supply will not meet demand right off. There's refineries undergoing maintenance. And unfortunately, I think the price will eventually bounce over $4 a gallon, at least in Lansing and the rest of Michigan.
All right, Patrick, before we let you go, anything new happening in the industry?
Well, you know, with all this talk of drilling in this country, you know, I don't know if I mentioned on your program that we looked at North Dakota's oil output over the last year. And since the start of 2010, would you know that oil output just in North Dakota has doubled? It's gone from 7 million barrels a month to over 16 million barrels a month. So we are definitely finding more oil in this country, and we're starting to bring it to market. The problem, at least in North Dakota, is the pipelines out in the middle of nowhere. There's not so many of them yet. But and the good news is that Saudi Arabia as well continues to reiterate that they would raise production to counter any sort of decrease in Iran. So Iran is up against the wall here. Nobody's going to be buying their oil here in the next coming months, or it's going to be tough for them to sell it at least. Meanwhile, we're not really struggling with finding oil, at least in this country. So some good news on that front.
All right. Patrick DeHaan is with GasBuddy.com. Go to LansingGasPrices.com to find out the cheapest places to get gas. Patrick, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, Tony.